Ireland, we won't pay. The growing movement against water tax and austerity. Kevin McLaughlin, Socialist Party, CWI Ireland. The 11th of October 2014 saw the opening of a whole new chapter in the struggle of the working class in Ireland. Discontent hit the streets of Dublin in a 100,000-strong demonstration against the new water tax and austerity. On the same day, the same wave of anger catapulted anti-austerity Alliance AAA candidate Paul Murphy to victory in the Dublin South West by-election, defeating a stunt Sinn Féin along the way. Paul has been elected as an AAA TD MP to the Dáil Éireann Parliament, joining fellow Socialist Party members Joe Higgins, who was elected in the 2011 general election, and Ruth Coppinger, who won the Dublin West by-election in May this year. Paul's campaign made the water tax the main issue in the election. Water charges, until now covered through other existing taxes, will cost many more than £500 a year. Bills were due to arrive in January 2015, but the actual billing period started from the 1st of October. Irish Water, the new company established to oversee the charge, had begun sending out information packs to each household in the country. The 1st of November saw further demonstrations against water charges in 93 towns and cities across the country, and this time 150,000 turned out on a day of torrential rain. The by-election and these demonstrations together have given many people new confidence that now, after 6 years of austerity, there is a chance to build a new fighting movement for working class people. 1 year's difference. This is in stark contrast to the mood last year. Ironically, essential to this change was the extensive propaganda that Ireland is experiencing an economic recovery. The heads of many people lifted as the talk of endless crisis was replaced with the prospect of an economic improvement. When the recovery turned out to be a recovery for the rich and austerity continued, particularly in the form of the new water charges, people proved more open, angry, and impatient than before. The change has gripped the most disadvantaged sections of the working class especially, alongside an understandable anti-party sentiment, because of the role of Labour in particular. The changed situation was reflected in the local and European elections in May when AAA, which the Socialist Party is part of, got 14 councillors elected in Dublin, Cork, and Limerick. Some other lefts and independents reflecting the disgust at the political establishment also did well. The main gains, however, were made by Sinn Féin, who went from 54 councillors to 159, and No Meps to 3 of Ireland's 11. Sinn Féin got over 15% of the vote in the locals and close to 20% in the Euro elections. With the unpopularity of the government, this put it in pole position to become the biggest party with the prospect of being in the next government. On the 9th of October, the day before the Dublin South West by-election, a new opinion poll indicated that Sinn Féin had increased its national support by 4%, up to 24%. The growth of Sinn Féin, as well as the vote it received in the Dublin South West area in May's elections, caused all commentators to predict a Sinn Féin victory. Paddy Power bookmakers had Sinn Féin candidate Catal King as the one over 25 odds on favourite to win. Positive message. But our positive message, that people could refuse to pay, and could defeat water charges, exposed Sinn Féin's utter cynicism. Sinn Féin said that non-payment will mean people build up huge debts, that they will inevitably have to pay, and that people will also get hefty financial penalties. They were trying to instill fear and demoralization as a means to win the election. 2 days before the election, news filtered through that Sinn Féin leaders Gerry Adams and Mary Lou MacDonald had, when responding to a press conference question, admitted they would pay their water charges. This was not prominently featured in most of the mainstream media, but we made sure many voters knew about it. After the first count, Sinn Féin had 7,288 votes, 30%, and the AAA were 748 votes behind on 6,540, 27%. However, when the other candidates were progressively eliminated, the AAA got an additional 3,025 transfer votes, while Sinn Féin got just 1,711, meaning Paul Murphy and the AAA won by 566 votes. In May, in these areas, Sinn Féin got 9,737 first preference votes, so they were down 2,449 votes in October's election. In May, the AAA got 3,537, so actually increased its vote by an incredible 3,003 votes, an 85% increase on a significantly lower turnout compared to the local elections. It wasn't only Sinn Féin who was stunned, so too was the political establishment, the media, and probably many on the left. Immediately, the government brought in minor concessions on the water charges, but this has only emboldened the view that they must be scrapped altogether. This by-election was the most dramatic illustration yet of the decisive shift that is taking place away from the parties of the capitalist establishment, Fine Gael, Labour and Fianna Fáil. Their combined vote was just 26%, less than Paul Murphy on his own. On the march, the demonstration of 100,000 on the 11th of October had a very working class composition. But most importantly, it was a mass mobilization from below, a DIY or self-mobilization of the working class. This reflected the anger at and intense activity against the installation of water meters by Irish Water that have engulfed many working class communities, particularly in Dublin, in recent months. The demonstration was called under the umbrella banner of Right to Water, which was initiated earlier this year by People Before Profit Alliance PBPA and a couple of unions. The AAA and Socialist Party are part of Right to Water. But it was clear for some weeks beforehand that ordinary people themselves had seized that date, and were mobilizing to make a stand against water charges and austerity. The original plan was to have a demonstration in September, but the Socialist Party argued within Right to Water that it should be in October, closer to Budget Day, the 14th of October. Trade union leaders. Its significance is reinforced when compared to the last demonstration organized by the Irish Congress of Trade Unions on the 9th of October 2013. In total, ACTU mobilized 60,000 around the country that day, and certainly no more than 40,000 people in Dublin itself, most of them left disgusted when ACTU leaders failed to put forward plans for real action against austerity. But by the 11th of October, working class people had cut through the demoralizing fog created by ACTU's ongoing sellout of the last 6 years, and organized their own mass mobilization. A number of years ago, residents of Ballyhea, a small village in County Cork, began holding a protest march every Sunday through the main street against the bailouts of the banks and austerity under the banner Ballyhea Says No. The idea of Says No entered the popular psyche, and now in parts of the cities, groups of ordinary people have come together, and in quite a number of cases have put the name of the area before Says No, or used some other similar name. The installation of water meters was the catalyst that caused many of these groups to emerge. Local Facebook pages have sprung up, warning where water meter installations are taking place, and mobilizing people to protest. There have also been some serious skirmishes with the police in a number of areas, particularly in parts of Dublin, but also in Cork. Disgracefully, the police have been mobilized to assist Irish Water to impose its metering policy. Many have been arrested, but no one has been sent to prison, so far. Street meetings. Street meetings have emerged as a simple and very quick way of pulling the community together against the water charges. By word of mouth or simple flyers, people are meeting, often at the green patches in estates or communities. One part of northeast Dublin has seen more than 10 Says No type groups being established, with thousands attending street meetings. These developments fed into the mass mobilization on the 11th of October. 2 weeks later, and given the size of the city, equally as impressive as the 11th of October, was the 10,000 that marched through the streets of Limerick led by We Won't Pay, the non-payment campaign initiated by the AAA. Very big demonstrations continued in many areas, culminating in the National Day of Action on the 1st of November. The strong sentiment on these demonstrations, and among the working class generally, particularly those under 50, is not to pay the water charges. However, while Right to Water put out the date for what became a mass demonstration, it makes a virtue out of not advocating mass non-payment. From the start, Right to Water pointed people towards a more conservative campaign of political pressure on the parties, and not towards an active campaign to build mass non-payment. Because of this, there is a serious question mark over whether it can play a positive role, or will cause confusion. Right to water is now being used by some, including Sinn Féin and some unions, as a cloak to hide their refusal to actually fight against water charges. The more the Dublin South West by-election has exposed Sinn Féin's real position, the more it tries to wear the right to water banner. Lead the battle. Unfortunately, there is a prevarication by some, such as PBPA and some left TDs on the issue of non-payment, creating a danger for the new movement. While there is huge hatred and anger at the water charges, significant layers, particularly of older people, are still fearful and not confident about non-payment. A recent opinion poll indicated that only 2/5, 41%, would pay the water charges, 25% wouldn't, 18% said it depends and the charges weren't applicable to the other 8%. In this situation, lefts and socialists should be leading the battle and giving people the confidence to add mass non-payment to the mass mobilizations. They should explain that water charges can't be deducted from people's income, that people's water can't be disconnected anymore, and that this weakened government can be decisively knocked back by mass non-payment and an active struggle. Instead, non-payment is sometimes mentioned in the odd speech, or in the small print in a leaflet, with a refusal to advocate mass non-payment as the essential and central tactic to defeat the water tax. The 11th of October and the 1st of November represent the emergence of a new working class movement, beginning in the communities. But whether this movement can win depends on the development of a fighting leadership that gives people confidence to say we won't pay